Give the Lord a praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank the Lord tonight. We praise God tonight for His goodness. Praise Him. Praise God. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank the Lord tonight. Thank the Lord for His goodness. Thank Him for His wonderful works among the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for His goodness. He's a good God, isn't He? And we pray for those that are sick. We miss them. Sister Cynthia, we're glad to see you. Yes. Amen. Are you feeling much better? I know. I can tell on your face. Thanks for coming out. You're precious. And all those that are sick. Sister Rebecca, still sick? Pray for Rebecca. She's shouting, praising. And everybody that Kobe's sick and all those that are sick. We pray for them. Amen. Amen. That God will touch them and they'll be here on Sunday. Because we don't want to miss these wonderful lessons. These are not lessons that we want to miss. You don't get them when you miss them. So we appreciate God for tonight, and I hope that you have your Bibles and that you will stay awake. After all that praises, that you will not go to sleep. Amen. But you will be alert and want to you'd want to see the acts of God moving. We appreciate God for everything that He has done. And back in Isaiah 40 says, go back to verse 1 in the 40th chapter of the book of Isaiah. Yeah. Verse 1 says, comfort ye my people, said the Lord. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received, or she shall receive of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Comfort The Lord is comforting, and he's going to comfort his people. And they shall receive double. Verse 1. Verse 2. For all their sins. See, he's going to pardon them. See, that's why I said comfort them. He's going to pardon them, and then he will comfort them. Now, how will he comfort them? How? By his Holy Spirit. He'll comfort them by his Holy Spirit. And I want you to look at the word. He'll comfort them by his Holy Spirit. Because it's not by might nor by power, but it's by my spirit, said the Lord. But he's going to give them double, or a double portion. Remember, a double portion was Elisha. Elijah asked Elisha, what shall we do for you? What shall be done for you? He said, I want a double portion of your spirit. Now, for God to see, God to give them double is that God will give them all of himself. See, God will give them. First, he sent his son. Remember? He sent his son. He was conceived of the Holy Spirit. Came unto his own, and his own receive him not. But he's going to send his son back again. And not only that, but the Father, and then he sent the Holy Spirit, but the Father will come and dwell among them. They're going to receive a double outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They will receive double for all their sins, all their troubles. God will forgive them. The voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight his path, is it? Straight in the desert. If you notice there, he will, you see, I fight the cold too. But I have to finish my message. It says, the voice of him that cried in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make straight, notice, in the desert. See, it's not talking about the desert out there. But it's our heart, our lives. Because remember Sunday night we showed you where when Jesus Christ came, everything was dry. And he came as a root out of a dry ground. That means, you know how you feel sometimes? Dry? Like a desert, parched. There's no water, you've not been watered, no rain. See, no rain on your spirit. See, if you don't pray, if you don't, when you're off and you got time, but you're distracted, see, here's where the devil gets you. You're off. So you're distracted. He gives you things to do, and you feel you can just let the guard down because you're not in church. And then when it's church time, you pick it up. But that's not the way it works. That's not the way it works. See, Israel, Eli's son offered strange fire. Okay? See, it's a constant abiding. See, he shall be like a tree planted. So, tomorrow night, you must feel the same way like you're in church. and go after the things of God. You don't go after the things of the world and then Sunday morning you pick up the things of God. That's not the way it works. You will go dry. Eventually, you will go dry in your spirit. See the voice of him that cried in the wilderness. See, prepare ye the way of the Lord and make straight. See, you're dealing with wilderness. You're dealing with desert. A highway for our God. Then every valley, do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death? Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And they, notice, the crooked shall be made straight. And all the rough places, remember we cover these things? The rough places in our lives. You got to take this personal now. Don't be thinking somewhere out there in the mountains, the desert. You got to look inside of you and see it's wilderness. It's dark. And it's a desert until you hear the voice of God.
Yes.
See, a voice, the voice of God crying in the desert. You ever hear God? Have you ever hear God telling you to go read your Bible? To get up from what you're doing and get the scriptures? If you listen carefully, you will hear. But it's when you turn off and a spirit get a hold of you and you'll not give it up. You're going to hold on to it. See, because that's a lusting, wrestling of the flesh. And until you learn this, you see, you'll fall victim all the time. Because you learn it, and when you give it up, you'll find the Holy Ghost coming to your help. Yes. See, the Holy Ghost speak to you, but you have to give it up. You have to surrender, and then you'll feel the help of the Holy Spirit. But if you don't want to give it up, if you want to hold on, then you'll find out you're not going to get any help. See, but there's something inside of you that want God. Because it's when I'm weak that I'm strong. God gives you strength. And you hear that voice. Have you ever heard that still, small voice? When God is telling you, now, child, get down on your knees. Have you ever heard that? And it takes a battle to get you on your knees. Because you'd rather doing something else than being on your knees. So in verse 8 says, here's what's going to happen now. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. But notice, it's when you hear the voice crying in the wilderness. That Holy Ghost, that glory is going to be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, cry, and he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass, the grass withereth, and the flower thereof flower fadeth. But the strength, our strength, is in the Word. But the Word of the Lord shall stand forever. You see, your defense is the Word.
Hallelujah.
Now, if you put the Bible away and you're going on in your ways and enjoying the pleasures of the world, what your flesh wants, you yield and you please the flesh, satisfy the flesh. But if you know how to just reach out and get a hold of the Bible, you don't feel like reading. Because you're going through a war. You don't feel like praying, but you learn not to go by your feelings. But you learn to go by what the Word says.
Yes. Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And you begin to read the Bible, and it doesn't feel very good at first. But as you read it, the Holy Ghost, and as you pray, you're going to find that your mouth is filled with praise. Amen. And a smile and joy. And you're going to begin to have church all by yourself. And you're going to look at that silly television and say, ha, I got the victory over you tonight. You wanted me to watch that movie and not to read my Bible. But thanks be to God, which gave us the victory. It's like, it's just simple like that. The devil can just bag you down. And all the spirit of the world begin to flow in you. You cannot watch these movies without taking on the spirit. Amen. And you come Sunday morning to church, you just put it off and then get in the Holy Ghost, begin to sing and pray and testify and preach. That's not the way it works. You can do that, but there's no anointing. It's not going to profit anybody, and the Lord is not going to be in it. And if you have discerning, you're going to see how dry it is. Amen. And you listen to yourself. And if you cannot stand it, how much more the Lord? You listen to yourself. So we need to let God begin to, the Holy Spirit begin to come into all these dry places where it's the grass is withered, the flower faded, and it's only the Word of God that will notice what it does. The Word of our God shall stand forever. So we're studying further as you go on down further in this chapter, because this is a beautiful chapter. You see, the Word of God standeth forever. And remember that He's going to shake and remove everything that can be shaken. But here, the Word of God cannot be shaken. And only those things which cannot be shaken will remain. But it shows you right there that the Word of God abides, stand forever. Amen. It stands forever. So that's the Word of God that is in us, that carves us out of the world. Amen. And let the Holy Ghost work in you, and you'll find out that the change that will begin to come into your life, in our lives. Is it a Hosea that bringeth good tidings? Get thee up into the high mountains of Jerusalem, that bringeth good tidings. Lift up thy voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, notice, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come. That's the second advent. With strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work is before him. Then he will feed his flock like a shepherd. And he shall gather the lamb with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gentle lead those that are with young. Notice what he's going to do. He's going to feed his flock as a shepherd. I mean, he's doing it now. But he's going to do it in the millennium. And he's going to do it in the ceaseless ages of eternity. He's going to feed his flock like a shepherd, because he's a shepherd. I shall not want. He's my shepherd, and I shall not want. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And not only is he leading us now, but he said to comfort, because he's going to restore double or give double for the suffering. See, what you're going through right now, and you hold on to the end, you're going to receive a crown of life.
Amen.
That faded not away. God is going to give you double for all of your trouble. No, notice this word, comfort. And he will give you double for all of your sins. If you go to Isaiah 1st, the 12th chapter, the 12th chapter of the book of Isaiah, in that day thou shalt say, but that's the day of the Lord.
Yeah.
And the day of comfort. Remember, he sent the Holy Ghost to comfort us.
Amen.
He's called a comforter. He said, what are you going to do? What will we be doing? I will praise thee. This is what you're doing. In that day, I will praise thee. Because, you see, there's a change. There's a change. It's not the law. The law was fulfilled. And we keep the law in Jesus. Okay, we are law keepers, but we keep it in Christ because we ourselves could not keep it. Nobody can. But we keep and obey the law in Christ. Jesus does it for us. And all we have to do is die to the flesh. Mortify the deeds of the body. So in that day I will say, praise the Lord. Though thou wast hungry with me. Notice, the hunger is turned away. His anger is turned away. And he's going to give us double for all our shame. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away. And thou comfortest me. What is he going to do? What is he going to do? Isaiah 40, comfort ye, comfort my people. Speak comfortable to her. Give her a crown to her, give her double, right? For all of her sins, her rebellion. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust him and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Become your strength. Remember before, you were like grass. You were like the flowers. You remember your life was like the desert, wilderness, but now he's your strength. Verse 3. Therefore, now here's what's going to happen now. Therefore, with joy. See, that's the entrance of the fruit of the Spirit in your life. With joy. The oil of joy for the spirit of heaviness. Joy and gladness is entering into your life. The parched ground. The desert begin to bloom like a rose. You begin to feel the joy coming in your soul. The love of God begin to penetrate you. You're not the same person, but you're different. You have the love of God in your heart. See? And the glory of God, Isaiah 40 says, the glory of God shall be revealed. Amen. You will have a visitation of the Holy Ghost. And God will give you double for all your shame. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water. Notice. With joy. Remember the woman by the well?
Yeah.
If you drink that water, you will thirst. But there was another well on top of the well. Jesus was that well. And Jesus said, if you drink the water that I shall give you, you'll never thirst again. Therefore, with joy shall he draw water out of the wells of salvation. Notice, he's going to give you double for all your shame, all your sins, double in Isaiah, right? We read that. He'll give you double. Now, for him to give you double, he's going to give you himself double. What? Double of what? The Father, the Son. He's going to come unto you. And he's going to, Jesus said, I will come to you, me and my Father, and we will sup with you.
Amen.
And you with us. He'll give you double. Amen. He that hath the Son hath the Father.
Amen.
He's going to give you double for all your shame. And in that day, you'll go back there. Verse 3. Therefore, with joy you shall draw water out of what? The fountain. Amen. The fountain. God is the fountain of life. God is the water of life. Jesus said in John 6, on that great day, the great day of the feast, and said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture it says, out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. This spake he of the Holy Ghost. And he goes on, another scripture says, there is a river. Remember that river that flows from
Amen.
The throne of God.
Yes.
There's a river, but there's also a stream.
Yes. Hallelujah.
And the stream thereof, that salvation,
Hallelujah.
Flowing out of that river, joy, peace, the fruits, the gifts of the Spirit that is flowing from out of the that river. That the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God. Well, this is a little city right here. And you keep that word, you'll feel the stream, you'll feel the joy, you'll feel the Holy Ghost. And in that day shall he say, verse 4, praise the Lord. Call ye upon his name. Declare his doings
among the people.
Make mention. Look, tell him, everybody. His name is exalted. Make mention that his name is exalted. Then come on. Sing unto the Lord. How do you comfort? Comfort ye my people. How do you comfort them? Huh? Sing unto the Lord
a new song
with joy. Sing unto the Lord a verse, new song. Sing unto the Lord, for he had done excellent things. We could stay all night and tell you the excellent things. This is known in all the earth. How did we hear it? How did we hear it? Cry out and shout. Look at that. Cry out. You feel that joy bubbling up inside of you. You come with love in your heart for God. You don't come dead and dry and wish you weren't here. You don't come pouting and... I'm trying to show you. When you're carved out of Christ. Amen. When he works in you, because he's the workman, the cunning workman, the Holy Spirit carving us out. He says that sing unto verse Sing unto the Lord. For he had done excellent things. And this is known in all the earth. Look at what he did, the cross. The work of the cross. Salvation. The comforter. Huh. Cry out and shout. Thou inhabitant, not just a visitor. You're not just visit once in a while. You come and go. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitants of Zion. For great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. You see, you're comforting. Okay, comfort ye my people. And he comforts you by and with the Holy Ghost. Now, it says that with joy, you will draw, therefore with joy, verse 3, shall you draw water out of the wells, the fountain, the wells of salvation. You will draw the water. That's the water of the Spirit that Jesus spoke of in John chapter 6. But also in Revelations, the 7th chapter, if you go there to the book of Revelations, chapter 7. Revelation. I just don't want all of the chapters beautiful, but go down. All right, it's a little bit of reading here, okay? But let me go down to verse 9. And after this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, for said of all nations and kindreds, people, notice tongues, stood before the throne. Ezekiel speaks, these are the many trees on either side of the river. Say, on both sides, you have the tree of life. And on either side of the river, there were many trees. People. The trees of righteousness. Those that have been carved out. Ezekiel 47 tells us that. See? And here it says in verse 9. After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and psalms in their hands, and cried, notice, shout, inhabitants of Zion. Cry out and sing. That's the same people. Amen. And cried with a loud voice. Did Isaiah tell us? Cry out with a loud voice. You inhabitants of Zion. These are the inhabitants of Zion. And crying with a loud voice, saying what? Salvation to our God which sitteth upon the throne. And unto the Lamb. And all the people stood, all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, notice what they're saying. Blessings and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, what are these, or who are these? What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, sir, thou knowest. You know, you're smarter than I am. Tell me. And he said to me, these, notice, these are they which came out of great tribulation. Look, they were dry. They had a desert experience. They had rough experience. But now they came out, they made it. How? And have washed their robes. That when you wash your robes, it's not this, but it's that Adamic robe. When you washed it, now you take on another image. Wash you, make you clean. How? Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saves us. How? By the washing of regeneration and renewing, rebirth and renewing of the Holy Ghost. That means the Holy Ghost carved you out and take you out and deliver you from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to the power of God. Now you're clean through the word. You're washed. You're sanctified. You're cleansed by the word that I've spoken unto you. See, they're carved out. When did they said, who are these? From whence did they come? But these are they that came out. God carved them out. The Holy Ghost carved them out. Amen. They went through the great tribulation and they were hewn out. Hallelujah. Amen. And now they changed their robes. Amen. Their filthy garment was taken away from them. And now they have a new robe. They've changed. They've given up the word, the robe of the flesh. They're in exchange for the robe of righteousness. They have put away the robe of the world. They're sanctified. They're set apart. They're washed in the blood of the Lamb. And they're cleaned by the words which I have spoken unto them. These are they which they have washed their robes. Notice there. Where?
These are they which came out of the great tribulation.
And have washed their robes. I mean, we are in this side of the tribulation. But what are we doing tonight?
Washing.
We're washing.
Come on.
We're washing our robes tonight. We want to wash away that old Adamic nature and take on the nature of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we are becoming trees of righteousness. I mean, Ezekiel saw trees on both sides. And the tree of life was there for the healing of the nations. They washed their robes and have washed their robes and made them white. Hallelujah. That's righteousness. In the blood of the Lamb. Next verse. Therefore are they, here's it. Therefore are they before the throne of God. How did they, remember, we had to stand before him holy, without blame, in love. Therefore, are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne, hallelujah, shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more. All right. No more hunger, no more thirst. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst anymore. Neither shall the sun light on them, or any heat. That just means all the trials is over. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. For the Lamb, here it is. Why are they not going to hunger anymore? For the Lamb shall, which is in the midst of the throne, shall feed them. And shall lead them unto, notice, to what? Living fountain. Wells of water. Living fountains of water. And God. Who? God. Notice. And God shall what? God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. No more tears. No more crying. So you better do all your crying right now. No more crying, no more tears. But remember now, they'll never thirst anymore because God's going to give them water. Remember the barren, thirsty land. Go to Isaiah. Let me go to chapter 40. Isaiah 44 first. Look in Isaiah chapter 44. And let me. 44. Yes, that's it. Thank you. Isaiah 44, verse 3 says, let's read. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty. That's Holy Ghost water. That's the double portion. On him that is thirsty. Remember, they will thirst no more. Why not? Because he poured water. Hallelujah. Come on, you're not even shouting. Hallelujah. You didn't understand that. There'll be no more thirst, no more sickness. We read that in chapter 7, Revelation. Now, why not? Because he will pour water on him that is thirsty, and you know the dry ground is you. Come on, that's you. You're dry. Sometimes you can't even lift your hands and praise God. You're so dry. You cannot get a word out of your mouth. But he said, I'll pour water on him that is thirsty and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour out my spirit upon thy seed and my blessing upon thine offspring. And they shall spring forth, spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water course. Amen. That's what he's going to do. And go to chapter 41, Isaiah. Chapter 41. Find it. Where Verse 17. Notice. When the poor. You see that word poor. This poor man cried to the Lord. The poor man that has no oblation. The poor man that has no offering. No sacrifice. He has nothing to offer for his sins. Just come to Jesus Christ just as you are. And confess your sins, and he's faithful and just to forgive you of all your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. I will pour water. When the poor and needy, see, notice, the poor and the needy. Who? When the poor and the needy has nothing to offer, he seeks for a tree. Okay? One that cannot rot with a cunning workman. See, this poor here is not poor. Every one of us is poor. You can be a billionaire, but you're poor when it comes to God. We have no sacrifice. You didn't come offering anything, did you? Not your righteousness. So here's the poor man. The poor and the needy has no oblation. But they're seeking water. Where do you go when you seek water? To the well. Jesus dug that water on the cross. The water of salvation. That pure living water. And there is none. There's no water. Nothing. And their tongues faileth for thirst. That's a sad state. Here we are. We're all in this condition. And their tongue fail for thirst. I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the Lord, or the God of Israel, will not forsake them. What is he going to do? Somebody shout. I will open rivers in high places and fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool. What wilderness? Your life. The desert. A pool. Praise God. A pool of water. And a dry land shall spring of land springs of water. Amen. There's not going to be any more thirst. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar. The cedar tree. No, you see that? The myrtle tree. What is he going to plant there? Trees that cannot rot. I will plant in the wilderness of your life. He'll cultivate all of these gifts. Amen. In your life. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar tree, and the myrtle, and the oil tree. That anointing. The Holy Ghost. You're not shouting. Hallelujah. I will set in the desert the fir tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord had done this, and the Holy One of Israel at, notice what? Created a graven image that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Give the Lord a praise.